The euro may be slipping in value, but European exporters could hardly be happier. Eleanor Beardsley reports from Paris.
Stroll down Paris's flashy Champs-Élysées Boulevard or the elegant Avenue Montaigne, and you're likely to walk past boutiques for almost every luxury brand you can think of. Christian Dior, Chanel, Hermès, Louis Vuitton. France is the world's top exporter of luxury goods. But Elisabeth Ponceau Desportes, the CEO of a trade group representing nearly 100 French luxury brands, says over the last 5 years, the sector has been badly hit by the economic downturn and the super strong euro.
We were suffering from this euro because we are producing in the eurozone, in France particularly, and then we were selling in the US or in Japan, which are two very important markets for us.
Ponceau Desportes says the new, weaker euro is terrific news and could lead the luxury goods sector to full recovery. Her enthusiasm is shared by exporters across the continent, from giant Airbus down to family wine growers. Canadian Lori Thick founded Lexcelera, a translation company, 25 years ago. Lexcelera depends on the business of American multinationals like Cisco Systems, who have to translate computer software into dozens of languages.
But with the euro really, really high, it's hard for us to compete with American companies selling translation services in American dollar rates. It's really good for us to have a weaker euro. So we're quite excited and we hope that we'll get a lot more competitive.
When the currency was launched a decade ago, 1 euro was equal to $1. But in the last 6 years, the euro has climbed to as high as $1.60. As a result, European exports fell and there were fewer American tourists walking European streets. But now the currency has hit a 4-year low, and most European politicians seem to be panicking rather than celebrating. Philippe Dubuc of the advocacy group Business Europe says they are worried about the reasons behind the euro's fall, the shaky finances and massive debts of many of the 16 countries that use the euro.
The issue is not really the way the euro evolves. The issue today for us, the European business, is the credibility of the euro and the eurozone and the eurozone governance.
But other economists see grounds for optimism in the current crisis. Jacques Mistral, with the French Institute of International Relations, says the Greek crisis has forced many countries to undertake necessary but politically unpopular reforms. Spain, Portugal, and Italy have all made major budget cuts, and France is trying to trim its bloated pension system.
European countries as a rule will manage their public finances in a much more rigorous way. And that is something which will fuel confidence. And it is clear that the euro went too high and that coming down at the present level is a very good thing.
Mistral says increased exports will stimulate manufacturing and create the growth that will pull Europe out of recession. And he's optimistic that once the Europeans bring their deficits under control, the eurozone will enjoy a faster recovery than both Britain and the United States. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.